Locked On Angels, your daily Los Angeles Angels podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. You're locked in with your host, Brent McGuire. In today's episode, we're going to look back at the 2008 Angel season, a year where they won a franchise-best 100 games. But before getting into today's episode, a little housekeeping stuff. First and foremost, I'm away from social media right now, so if you want to contact me, the best way to do so is email at brentjmcguire94@gmail.com. You can find my written work at Crashing the Pearly Gates. And if you haven't done so already, make sure to download, subscribe, rate, and review the Locked On Angels podcast on any of your favorite podcasting platforms. And one final note before we get into today's episode. I mentioned in yesterday's episode that I will not be doing Friday's episode. I have a final for grad school this week, and I really need to allocate some time studying in the next couple days. So just another reminder that I will not be doing Friday's episode of Locked On Angels. So before looking back at this 2008 Angels season, I did want to give a quick World Series update. So the Dodgers win Game 1 pretty handily. They score 8 runs. Clayton Kershaw tosses 6 really strong innings, 8 strikeouts in those 6 innings. The offense was really, really just balanced all the way across. I'm recording in the middle of Game 2, and the Rays are up 6-3 right now. So they're looking pretty good. Brandon Lau, who has been one of the best second basemen over the last couple of years, kind of rather quietly, has 2 home runs tonight. So he's really helping lead the Rays to what looks like it might be a Game 2 win by the time you end up hearing this. But with that being said, let's talk about the 2008 Angels playoff team. So like I've done in previous episodes, I will do the first part dedicating it to just talking about what happened that year, and I'm referencing an article that I wrote at Crashing the Pearly Gates, documenting this season, much like I did for every other season. So let's first start this off by looking back on exactly what they did that year. So based on pure win totals, the Angels won 100 games in 2008. That is a franchise best mark. They started decently slow that season, but they took the division lead on May 13th and never gave it back the rest of the way. They clinched the AL West on September 10th. That was the quickest time frame to clinch a division in franchise history. So from a pure win total, this team was pretty dominant. But there were some underlying numbers that might have shown that maybe they weren't quite as good as we realized just looking at the 100 wins. So I think the most obvious thing you look at is they played in the worst division in baseball by far. The Texas Rangers were the next best team at 79 wins. I mean, it was really bad that year. And despite that, the Angels only outscored their opponents by 68 runs. So if you buy into the Pythagorean record, which basically shows how many wins you should have had based on your runs scored against your runs against, the Angels were only an 88 win team by that measure. So obviously that's still really good, and that gets you in the playoffs a lot of years, but it wasn't quite as dominant as you would expect from a team that won 100 games. But still, this was a really, really fun team. Lots of talent throughout the roster, made a big midseason acquisition for Mark Teixeira, and we will most certainly touch on that and the impact that it had on the franchise. So let's start this off by first looking at the position players. So other than their superb defense, they were one of the top 5 defensive teams in baseball that season. They were pretty average all the way across the board. I mean, if you look at runs scored, they were 15th, weighted runs created plus, 16th, 18th in home runs. They were middle of the pack in a lot of base running numbers, 16th in wins above replacement. Kind of surprising for a team that won 100 games, but that might help explain why maybe they were a tad lucky that year to win that many games. I think the biggest thing about the team, obviously, was the transformation from when they went out and got Mark Teixeira. So if you look at what Mark Teixeira did after he was acquired from the Atlanta Braves in the middle of the season and a trade that sent Casey Kochman and some other players to the Braves. Teixeira was worth 3.5 wins above replacement. That led the Angels that whole season in really what was like a third of a season. He was an absolute monster. 183 weighted runs created plus. So his offense in his time with the Angels was 83% better than the league average hitter during that time. He was really, really good. And beyond him, this was not a very good position player group that year. Sean Figgins, 3.2 wins above replacement. He was the only other guy to finish above 3 wins. Vladimir Guerrero, for the first time, really in his Angels tenure, took a big step back. He was at a 129 weighted runs created plus. His defense was really deteriorating at that point. And this was his worst season to date at that point. And Torii Hunter, who would go on to have plenty of high-quality seasons with the Angels, was fine in his first year. He was worth 2.4 wins above replacement, but maybe not quite as good as you were expecting. And beyond those guys, you had Eric Ibar at roughly 2 wins above replacement, Mike Napoli just under that, Howie Kendrick was at 1.8 wins above replacement. So this was like they were fine, but this wasn't a particularly good position player group. And if you took Mark Teixeira's numbers out of there, they look even less impressive. But as you'd imagine, this was really, really good pitching staff. They were basically top 10 across the board. If you look at wins above replacement, ERA, field independent pitching, strikeouts, walks, all of those things. And this wasn't just a bullpen or rotation effort. Both of those units were very, very good. The Angels rotation was one of two teams to reach 1,000 innings that year, and they were very, very good in doing so. Their ERA was 4% better than the league average, and you look at the bullpen, it was a little different based on the fact that they didn't pitch a lot of innings, but they were very, very good in the process. Their ERA was 15% better than the league average bullpen in 2008, and really surprising when you go back and look at this 2008 rotation and you compare it to where the Angels are at now, it almost feels like this 2008 rotation is a long extinct species. Like, 5 starters basically made all of the starts that year, pitched all the innings. So all 5 starters pitched at least 163 and a third innings, and that is just remarkable. Irvin Santana has a monster breakout season. He's worth 5.3 wins above replacement, 3.49 ERA, 219 innings. He finished 6th in AL Cy Young Award voting. Very, very good season. This was by far his best season, not only with the Angels, but in his big league career. But it wasn't just him. Joe Saunders, another young left-handed starter, had an ERA that was 21% better than the league average pitcher. Both him and Santana were pitching in the All-Star game. John Lackey, 13% better than the league average in terms of ERA. Jared Weaver kind of fell back from where he was a couple years ago, and he wasn't quite at his peak then, but still, league average ERA and a lot of innings, that's, you know, pretty solid. And even John Garland, who was in his first and only year with the Angels after being traded for in the Orlando Cabrera trade, he was fine. 113 ERA minus is not great. He was below average in terms of run prevention, but he did provide a lot of innings, and that is obviously, for a number 5 starter, that's totally fine. And you go to the bullpen, and if you remember the 2008 season, this was Francisco Rodriguez's final season with the Angels, and he went out in style. Saved an MLB record 62 games with a 2.24 ERA. Obviously, Francisco Rodriguez was one of the best relievers in Angels franchise history, was just utterly dominant from 2002 to 2008, and obviously this was a fantastic year, but it wasn't just him. You looked at a guy like Jose Arredondo, who had the 6th lowest ERA by a reliever in baseball. He was at a 1.62 ERA that was 62% better than the league average pitcher that year. That is the 3rd lowest mark by a reliever in franchise history. But again, beyond those two, you still had Scott Shields, who was really good. Darren Oliver provided really, really quality innings as a like left-handed middle innings reliever. And if you don't include Justin Spires' disastrous 68-inning stint where he was 17% worse than the league average pitcher, this group looks even better. But all around, this was a very strong regular season, but much like Angels fans had become accustomed to at this time, they go into the playoffs, ALDS matchup against Boston, lose in four games. And I think what was most frustrating about this series was the fact that Boston didn't exactly dominate the Angels in this series. They only outscored the Angels 18-13. A lot of the games were pretty close, but I don't know if that makes it better or worse, but it didn't really matter. The Angels still lost. I'll touch more on the Game 3 victory later on with a highlight, because that was obviously the best moment of that series. But yeah, just another season where the Angels could not get past Boston in the first round. Coming up in a bit, we will take a look back at the best highlights from the 2008 season, but first, let me tell you about Rock Auto. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible, rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear, like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or account login. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts to customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com and shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low. Why spend up to twice as much for these same parts? Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or your truck. Right, Locked On in there. How did you hear about us box? So they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Quick note before we dive back into the 2008 season, I strongly advise you to go check out the Locked On Dodgers and Locked On Rays podcast to get up-to-date information on the current 2020 World Series. So it's time for some audio highlights from the 2008 season. So let's take a look back at some of the best moments from that season. First and foremost, a very strong introduction moment for Torii Hunter in his first month with the Angels.
And there's a drive pulled down toward the foul pole. If it's fair, the Angels win. The Angels win it on a grand slam walk-off home run by Torii Hunter.
Wow, we called that one there, Roy. The streak is alive now at 162. What a thing of beauty. The grand slam walk-off piece for Torii Hunter. Welcome to Anaheim, Torii Hunter. Tremendous shot.
Boy, that was an unexpected comeback.
So that audio and the following audio is courtesy of Major League Baseball's YouTube channel. And like I mentioned before, Torii Hunter did not have a phenomenal first season with the Angels, but he certainly had a phenomenal, like, major first moment for the Angels in his first month with the club. And this was just an awesome moment. I don't think much else needs to be said about this specific moment. Obviously, it was awesome, and obviously, Torii Hunter went on to have a remarkable career with the Angels as one of the best players over the next half decade. Next up on the list is a grand slam from a newcomer who came to the Angels in the middle of the season.
Looking for something to drive if you're Teixeira here to get the team back in the game.
And the team's back in the game. The team's back in front. A grand slam. Teixeira has put the Angels up 9-8. All with two outs. A walk, a single, a walk, and a grand slam by Mark Teixeira. A crushing blow for the Yankees as an 8-5 lead goes away.
So I know the name Mark Teixeira does bring back some mixed feelings for Angels fans, I would imagine. I know him leaving in free agency left a bitter taste in Angels fans' mouths, but let's just let's just be honest, he was very, very good with the Angels and was a big reason why they ended up winning 100 games. He certainly was their best player, at least offensively, for that whole stint. And he was just so, so good. Like I mentioned before, his offense in 54 games was, he was like the best hitter in baseball during that time. And another thing that I have to mention anytime you talk about Mark Teixeira is the fact that the Angels received a compensation pick for Mark Teixeira when he left in free agency. One of those first round picks that they used in 2009 was for a guy named Mike Trout. And I know that's not news to any of you, but it's always fun to bring up that little tidbit. Next highlight came in September when Francisco Rodriguez set the all-time saves record.
And Frankie Rodriguez delivers. He's stretching out swinging. Save number 58 for Francisco Rodriguez. Nobody has ever done it until right now.
So yeah, like I mentioned before, Francisco Rodriguez was so, so good in his Angels career, and he really couldn't have gone out in a better way. He breaks the single season save record in his final year, has a sterling ERA, was just so good. He was one of my favorite players during that era, absolutely. It was just so, so fun to watch, and this was an incredible moment. Final moment I want to look at is Game 3 of the ALDS against the Red Sox. Like I mentioned before, this was a forgettable series, one that they possibly could have won, but obviously did not. But Game 3, Mike Napoli has a huge, huge game.
Breaking ball, fly ball, belted deep left field and gone. Mike Napoli unloads, and we are tied.
First home run for the Angels in this division series, and Napoli got a breaking ball with two strikes and hammered it. First home run allowed by Beckett to a right-handed hitter since the 19th of July. Watch where this breaking ball stays on the inside part of the plate. He extends and that's what you do here at Fenway. You hit a fly ball over the Green Monster and you turn the game around throughout the entire division series.
And he hits another shot deep left field. Will this one have enough altitude? It will! A two-homer game for Napoli and the Angels have the lead.
Two home runs here tonight once again gives the Angels a lead. Looks like a high fastball trying to run it in. It stayed flat, not a lot of tilt to that pitch, and he hits it into the seat for the second time tonight.
So once again, all of this audio is courtesy of Major League Baseball's YouTube channel. But yeah, Mike Napoli was his first really strong season with the Angels, and yeah, this was a cool moment, and just the fact that they were able to stay alive and push it to a game four. You just think back to that series as a whole. They weren't outplayed by a ton in that series, and you have to wonder what would have happened if they were able to squeeze off one more win in game four. That's going to do it for today's episode of Locked On Angels. As a reminder, if you want to contact me, you can do so at BrentJMaguire94@gmail.com. And as a final reminder, this is the last Locked On Angels podcast for this week, so I will be back next Monday with a full slate of conversation regarding the Angels and up-to-date information on the World Series. But that's going to do it for today. Hope you have a great weekend. Stay safe out there, and we'll talk next week for some Angels baseball.